speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
On Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
When a mysterious masked stranger came into town and turned Bull Madison and a box of sworn statements and other evidence over to the sheriff, everyone was sure that it was the end of the outlaw's murderous career. The stranger had ridden away without explanation, but Bull Madison and the evidence remained in custody for Bull's day in court.
So you're to defend the killer, eh, Mr. Gregg?
That's right, Joe. But he's not a killer until so proved.
Looks like you're finally going to lose the case.
I'll see that my client gets a fair trial. That's all I can do.
I'm offering 10-1 Bull Hanks, and I can't find no tickets.
That's so?
You wouldn't care to take a bet on your client, would you, Gregg?
I'm afraid it wouldn't be ethical for me to bet.
Bull don't have a chance. Sheriff's got evidence enough to hang him a dozen times over.
Well, boys,
court's about to open. I better take my place.
Doggone.
What's the matter?
That Gregg's too doggone confident. Wonder if he's got something up his sleeve.
Gregg? No, he's always that way.
Yeah, but Joe, look over there at the sheriff and Prosecutor Lawton. They're acting mighty squirming.
Huh?
You see him? They don't look anywhere near as sure of things as they was yesterday.
Put out your pipe. Here comes Judge Wilkie.
Quiet down! Quiet down, all of you! Gents will kindly remove their hats. This is the case of the people versus Bull Madison. Judge Wilkie presiding. Sit down.
It's all yours, Judge.
Yeah. Where's the prisoner?
Right over there, next to Lawyer Gregg.
Yeah. Ugly looking prisoner. Might as well get started.
Hey, Judge.
Take it easy, Lawton. You'll get a chance to present the evidence.
But, Judge, that's just it. The evidence is gone.
What?
The evidence has been stolen from the sheriff's office.
Order in the court! Order!
Every doggone bit of the evidence box and all is gone. Someone broke into the sheriff's office last night and stole it.
Sheriff, is that right?
That's right, Your Honor. Someone forced the lock in the drawer and busted into my desk and cleaned it right out.
Where wasn't I told of this before?
We just found it out a few minutes ago.
No clues of any sort.
Fine, Sheriff, you are.
Well, what are you going to do about me? If you got the evidence, try me. If you ain't, you got to let me go.
Now, wait a minute.
My client's Jeff. Right, Your Honor. I move a dismissal of the case.
That'll be enough. Pardon me?
Yes, sir?
Have you or have you not evidence against the prisoner, Bull Madison?
I,
Well,
We still have Milt Cummings to testify for us.
Are you ready to carry on the prosecution dependent on Milt's testimony?
If you'd give me a little time,
maybe... 1 week. Court's adjourned till a week from today. I'll take the prisoner back to his cell. And don't let anyone steal him.
If Bull gets out, I'll resign.
Your Honor.
Well...
May I have a word with my client before he's removed?
Go ahead, but don't take all day.
Thanks.
All right, show's over. Clear the courtroom.
Mr. Craig.
Well, Bull, don't you worry. This didn't work out just the way I hoped. But you have my word you won't be convicted.
But you said they'd have to let me loose.
Don't worry.
What about the evidence?
It's gone for good, burned up.
Milt Cummins can tell plenty about me. I didn't think they'd get him to bear witness.
He won't talk.
But you heard...
Milt Cummings won't open his mouth. I'll take care of that. I'll call on him tonight.
Well, there you have it, Milt. You're going to say that you were mistaken about Bull. You can't swear to anything against him.
But that ain't true. I know he's the one I saw robbing the bank and shooting Mr. Moser.
Now, Milt, that...
He's guilty as a man can be. He's the rottenest skunk ever come to this town.
Milt, go a long way to get him acquitted.
You know he's a crook.
Not until convicted.
Likely you could tell what happened to that evidence that was stole.
Milt, how would you like to be in jail, waiting for the hangman?
Greg, I wish I knew what to do. Reckon I savvy what I ought to do, plain enough. What I mean is, I wish I had the nerve to tell you to go to blazes.
I have a good memory, Milt. I can remember what happened 5 years ago just like it was yesterday.
Oh, you ornery polecat.
You send Bull to jail and I'll hang you.
Greg, if that's what you want to do, I can't stop you. But I've got to give my testimony.
You don't. Do you know what it means?
Uh-huh.
Why, you fool. You talk and you'll hang. I'll see to that myself. You'll hang and I'll be watching. And the only thing that I'll be sorry for is that you can't hang twice.
Well, good day.
No. Oh, wait, Milt. Now, wait. What's the use of being stubborn? What's the good of it? You think the folks around here are going to thank you for testifying?
I gotta do it. Bull's bad.
Now, look here. I'll admit he's a crook. But if I get him clear, I'll make him promise to light out. I'll make him promise to leave the state. And we'll be saved all the trouble of holding him in jail or hanging him.
So he can rob and steal from folks somewhere else? Nope, nothing doing.
You went straight. After you'd killed a man. Give Bull a chance to do the same.
He's had too many chances.
You think you're the only killer that's got a right to live?
It's different in my case, Greg. You know, blame well, it's different.
Why, you fool.
Hey, what's that? Finish it, Greg. You'll do what? Go on. Oh, never mind these guns. They'll stay in their holsters. Finish that threat.
What's this to you? Who is this masked man? Milt, you wait till the law hears that you have pals who wear masks.
Milt never saw me before.
Oh, who are you?
I'm especially interested in seeing Bull Madison get what's coming to him. You see, it was I who gathered that evidence that's been stolen.
You? You're the one? What are you doing here?
When I heard about this afternoon's trial, I thought I'd better see the key witness for the state. I guess you had the same idea, huh, Greg?
Well, what are you going to do now? Go and call on the sheriff, wearing a mask?
No. I'm going to take Milt where you can't reach him.
You're taking me nowhere.
Come on.
You keep away from him.
Greg, don't get in my way.
I'll get in your way.
Yes, but...
Oh! Great day.
Sorry, Greg. You ready, Milt?
You did that with your bare fist?
My guns are for dangerous men.
Oh, where are you figuring on taking me?
To a little camp where Greg won't be able to find you.
But why?
Because I want to talk to you without being disturbed. Steady now. Easy, big fella. All right, Milt. Dismount.
Gosh, what a horse.
Otto, I brought Milt here.
What happened, Kemosabe?
Greg's afraid to let Milt testify in court.
Now, look, mister, if you'll
just... Milt, I heard some of your conversation with Greg. Can he hang you?
He can have me arrested, and I'll probably hang, sure.
But that wasn't going to stop me from saying my say in court.
A bullet would stop you.
Huh?
And Greg won't hesitate to use one if he has to.
Just what are you getting at?
Just this. You testify, Greg would do what he could to hurt you. That's not what he wants. He'd rather keep you out of court.
Yeah.
You stay with Tonto and me until court opens again and you'll be safe.
Well...
You'll tell us what Greg has on you. Perhaps we can help.
No, you can't help me. Neither can anyone else. I'm a murderer. I'm a man that thought he could get away with murder. I thought so for these past 5 years. Well, now I see that it can't be done.
As the days went by, all conversation dealt with the trial and Bull Madison's chances. The betting on the outcome became heavier each day, and the odds constantly changed as men who pretended to know studied the expressions on the faces of the people who were concerned.
I tell you, boys, Greg's looking more confident every day.
Do you think Mills show up for the trial?
I don't know.
Prosecutor Lawton's looking downright worried.
Wouldn't surprise me if Greg knew more than he'd tell about the stolen evidence.
Hey, boys, don't clutter up the bar unless you buy drinks.
Well, my money's all gone into bets.
Hey, Baldy, give me a small beer on credit, will you?
Well, they don't come that small. Now, shove on. Main trouble with being broke is that you can't resent an insult.
Judge Wilkie. He told me I'd find you here in the cafe.
Hello, lad. How's your case coming?
Judge, I've got to ask a favor of you.
Favor?
Just 1 minute, Lawton. I'll tolerate no collusion between the prosecutor and the judge. Nonsense, Greg. I merely want to ask for a further postponement of the trial.
Further postponement? What's the matter, Lawton?
Judge, you know how the whole case against Madison depends upon one witness.
Yep, I know.
I can't find that witness.
I've heard something about Mills' disappearance.
Without him, I have no case at all.
There's still a couple of days before the trial.
I'm afraid a couple of days won't be enough time.
I'll fight against any further delay.
Greg,
you can't keep my client in jail indefinitely.
Greg, you know very well that your client should hang.
Every man is innocent until he's proven guilty.
Judge,
here's the situation. Now, I'm speaking unofficially. Bull Madison is a murderer, a thief, and every inch a skunk. It's my personal opinion that he should have been strung up a long time ago.
Judge, that's the talk. You can't say those things about my client.
You shut up, Greg. I said I was speaking unofficially. Now I'm going to speak officially.
Yeah?
Bull Madison is a citizen of this country. And as such, he's entitled to a fair and impartial trial before a jury of his peers. He's got a right to his day in court. And we can't hold him indefinitely without bringing him to trial. Besides that, it costs money to feed a prisoner. The day of the trial has been set. He's got to stand.
But, Judge, the whole case against him hangs on the testimony of one man.
Then produce that man in court.
I've got to find him. If you just give me more time,
I'm sorry, Ludden.
Judge Wilkie, the people should be proud of a man like you. I'm happy to know that my client will get a fair and impartial trial.
He'll get that.
I contend that Bull Madison is just a poor, unfortunate individual against whom fate has always stacked the cards.
Bull Madison is the biggest crook that ever lived. But he'll get his trial on schedule. If Lawton can't make a case against him, he'd walk out of court a free man.
And after all the Lone Ranger did to get him.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. With Bull Madison's trial just 2 days off, the prosecutor led a frantic search for Milt Cummings, the only man whose testimony would convict the notorious killer. The defense attorney also wanted to locate Milt, but for a very different reason.
I got to lock you in while you talk to the prisoner, Greg.
It's all right, Sheriff. Just stay away from the door. Don't try to hear the confidential talk between a counsel and a client.
Huh.
Inspector. What's new?
Lawton wanted another postponement, but I persuaded the judge not to grant it. He'll be tried day after tomorrow.
No word of Milt Cummings?
Nope.
You better find him and make sure he don't talk in court. If he tells what he knows about me, I'll hang.
He's disappeared.
No word of him since that masked man slugged you and made off with him, huh?
Not a word.
That cussed masked man. If it hadn't been for him, I'd have never been captured in the first place.
Take it easy, Bo.
If I ever get out of here, I'll deal with him. If it's the last thing I do. Does anyone but you know that the masked man got Milt?
No.
He's holding him someplace, Greg. He'll have him in court at my trial. You see if he don't.
Well, even if he does show up, I'm not worried. I can discredit anything that Milt Cummings says. I can prove that he's a killer in his own right.
Well, get this straight, Craig. You better make sure I go free.
Don't threaten me, Bull.
I'm just telling you, that's all. If I go free, I'll pay you handsome. But you don't get a thin dime if I'm convicted.
I know it.
What's more, the case goes against me. I'll tell a few things about you.
Quiet.
Among other things, I'll tell the judge that it was you that stole that stuff from the sheriff's office.
Not so loud, you jughead.
I'm just telling you, that's all.
The Lone Ranger, wearing a disguise, had spent the day in town to make sure that the trial would be held on schedule, whether or not Milt Cummings was found. It was after dark when he removed the disguise, replaced the mask, and started back to his well-concealed camp in the woods. Milt Cummings was asleep. The masked man and Tonto unsaddled the big white stallion and took seats near the small campfire without waking the prisoner.
Did you learn anything from Milt?
No, nothing new. What you learned?
The trial will take place on schedule.
Not good.
Milt will be there to tell his story. But Tonto, after he tells it, Greg's going to turn on him with everything he's got.
Right.
Milt may have made a mistake once in his life, but he doesn't deserve what Greg will give him. If he'd only tell us what Greg's holding over his head.
He'll not trust us that far.
Afraid of giving us the same hold over him as Greg has. Sleeping uneasily.
He'll mutter. Heap time and sleep.
Worried. Steady, Milt.
Baggage. When we get square.
What him saying?
Wait, Tonto.
Can't blame me for killing Slim Beckett.
Did you hear that?
Him say Slim Beckett.
Slim Beckett.
Murder.
Milt. Beckett. Wake up, Milt. Wake up.
What?
Wake up and listen to me.
Why? What's the matter?
What about Slim Beckett?
Slim Beckett?
What about him?
Why, I don't know anything about him. Where'd you get that name?
Give me the truth, man.
You talked to Greg.
No. You talked about Slim Beckett in your sleep. Is he the man you killed?
Oh, and you know about it.
I know something about it. I want to know the rest.
There's nothing more. I killed Slim Beckett. Now you know as much as Greg does.
You killed him?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Can Greg prove it?
Yes, he can prove it, all right. He's got a dying statement from Beckett. He's held it all these years.
Tonto, give me a hand. I've got to saddle up and ride fast.
What's up?
Me help you.
There's only a couple of days before the trial. I can find what I want. You'll have nothing to worry about from Lawyer Greg.
Yes, Silver.
Steady. Give us a saddle. Cinch up. Steady there, Silver.
Where are you going?
To Amaranthe County. Now, you stay here until the day of the trial. Then you go to court and tell your story. Put Bull Madison where he belongs, and don't be afraid of anything that Greg can do.
Silver, ready now.
Steady, big fella.
Come on, Silver.
Ranger rode through the remainder of the night and most of the following day, pausing only long enough to rest and water the powerful horse Silver. It was sunset when he finally reined up at the county seat in Amaranthe County, where he spoke to the sheriff. The following morning found the courtroom jammed. Greg walked in wearing a smug expression on his face.
So you're still defending the killer, Mr. Greg?
That's right, Joe. But he's not a killer until so proved.
It looks like you're going to win.
I'll see that my client gets a fair trial. That's all I can do.
I'm offering 10-1 that Bull goes free. And I can't find no takers.
That's so. Hoping. I better take my place.
Greg's just as confident as ever. Only more so.
Should be. Without Milt Cummings, there ain't a shred of evidence against Bull.
It sure riles me to think of that killer being turned loose.
Me too. Look at the grin on his face.
Yeah. Guess Greg must have told him that Lawton couldn't locate Milt Cummings.
You sure Milt won't turn up at the last minute, Craig?
Can't be sure of anything, Bull. Don't you worry. Even if Milt does show up, I've got what it'll take to fix him.
You better have.
If Lawton had anything against you, he wouldn't look so worried. Look at him, talking to the sheriff.
You did let me down, Sheriff. You let me down twice.
I did the best I could, Lawton.
No.
I had every deputy available scouring this country on all sides, and they couldn't find hide to hair of Milt Cummins.
You said he hadn't taken anything from his home.
Nope, he just left everything as it was. He didn't even stop to wash the cooking things he'd used for his last meal.
Sheriff, you suppose Greg... Well, I wouldn't put it past him.
Nor I. There's no use charging him with anything you can't prove.
Here comes the clerk. I guess the trial's going to open. Won't last long.
Gents will kindly remove the hats. This is the case of the people versus Bull Madison. Judge Wilkie presiding. Sit down.
It's all yours, Judge.
Yeah, might as well get started.
Hey, Judge. Anyone looking for me?
It's Milt.
Milt, come in.
Sheriff.
Sheriff, get that man. That's my witness. Get a subpoena.
Order. Order in this court. Order.
You don't need to serve any papers on me. I came here to testify. That's what I'll do.
Serve him anyway.
Milt, we want you.
Quiet.
I want a recess. Judge, Your Honor, I want a recess for 10 minutes.
Quiet, Your Honor. I'll clear the court.
10-1, Bull gets the works.
Put that cash away. Make your bets outside.
Quiet down, I tell you. Quiet down in here.
Your Honor, may I speak to you for a minute?
What is it, Greg?
In view of the fact that the state seems to have an unexpected witness, I'd like to have a few minutes alone with the state's attorney. I think I can save the court a lot of time.
And I'd like a few minutes alone with Milt Cummings.
Just a minute now, one thing at a time.
I'd like a few words with Cummings, too.
He's not your witness.
I still want to talk to him.
When you
Holy confounded, this trial's more like a cat and dog fight.
But, Your Honor, this is my witness.
Well, maybe he is, but he may change his mind about testifying.
Made up.
Ed, Reddit, will you shut up? I'm calling recess right now. I want to see all of you in my office. We'll straighten this thing out. One in there, Milt. You too, Greg. And you, Lud.
Come on, Milt.
Hey, what about me? This is my trial.
You keep still, or I'll take you back to the jail away.
Go on, Milt. Step right into the judge's office.
After you, Judge.
Thanks. All right, find yourself some chairs and sit down.
Thank you.
Milt, where you been? Sherry's been looking all over for him.
I dropped out of sight for a while, that's all.
You're going to testify against Madison, aren't you?
I sure am. Now, I've got things to tell that'll clinch the case against him.
Good.
Now, just a minute, Milt. I didn't want to make any trouble for you. I feel that you've been an honest citizen for the past few years, and I hope to let you stay that way.
What are you talking about, Gig?
Your Honor, my first duty is to my client.
What's it got to do with it?
If Milt Cummings takes the witness stand, I shall have to discredit him as a witness against Bull Madison.
Discredit, Milt? You can't do it.
Oh, yes, I can, Lawton. Can't I, Milt? Well, I...
Milt, what's the matter with you?
Mr. Lawton, I'm afraid Gray can do what he says. He can bring up a bad mark against me. But that won't affect what I have to say against Madison, will it?
I don't know.
Of course it will. Jury will hardly believe a murderer.
What's it?
Murderer?
Yes, I admit it, Lawton. I killed a man once.
I have proof of it right here in my pocket.
We'll hold it down
this
right...
This is a statement of a dying man named Slim Beckett. He names Milt Cummings as the one who shot him.
It was in self-defense. But I suppose it's too late to try and explain. I should have known I couldn't get away with it.
Hey, what's going on out in the courtroom?
Sounds like some sort of excitement.
Hey, Judge!
Sheriff!
I've got to see you right away. Come on, Madison. I'm keeping you handcuffed to me.
I need to try to pull my arm off.
Close that door! What's going on out there, Sheriff?
He had the sheriff of Amaranthe County with him, and they gave me a couple of papers and said that you should see him right away.
He promised to help me.
Let me see those papers.
Here, this here is just a handbill offering reward for the capture, dead or alive, of a critter named...
That's the man I killed. I didn't know he was wanted by the law.
Greg, you fat-faced fool.
You shut up, Madison. You'll get your say in open court.
If Beckett was wanted by the law...
Then Greg can't discredit you. Instead of that, he'll make you a hero on the stand. How about that, Greg?
Well,
you remember what I told you, Craig. If I don't go free, I screw you.
Madison, keep still.
With what I'll tell you, you haven't got a chance in a million of going free.
If I don't...
Another paper, Judge.
Yes. Listen to this. Greg, here's something for you to explain. You laid claim to the reward for killing Beckett.
What's that?
That reward was paid to you on May 10th. This is a sworn statement from the clerk in Amaranthe.
No wonder you told me to keep quiet. You didn't want me to mention killing Beckett.
If I had, someone had said you got the reward.
Greg, you're a crook at every turn.
Looks like you owe Milk Cummins some money, eh, Greg? We'll deal with you after we finish with Bull Madison.
You finish with me, and you can finish with Craig, too. I'm through with that flabby mouth, smooth talking fool. He stole that evidence from your office.
Sheriff Madison.
Yeah, he done it all right.
Then he's an accomplice after the fact.
Then we can put Greg himself on trial.
You bet you can. He gummed up my defense. Well, let him hang with me.
You won't get me.
Hey, stop. Get back there.
The masked man. He's outside the window.
He did.
My leg. He shot me.
Yeah, he shot you. Now you can see just what I learned. When that Lone Ranger's out to get you, you're through.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.